And this next one goes
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, and this next one goes out to Zombieville. I'm sorry I had to hit you in the face with that frying pan and run.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands.
Yes. Yay, it's Wind Day. Hump Day. Get your hump on. Let's see if they can hear us. GLaDOS might have us. You sound good today. Yesterday, it was not so good.
Oh, it was horrible all around yesterday. I listened to the show last night. They got no news. They got the... very sorry, y'all. Sometimes that happens. That's blog talk.
blog talk. We love to hate you. We want to beat you with a baseball bat.
So welcome to Wonderful Wednesday. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay! Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I am Corey.
And I am Ginger. You know, I was fussing at Ginger before the show, so you all could have told me I had a lisp.
You don't have a lisp.
I do too have a lisp.
You do not.
I need to get my teeth fixed. I have a lisp.
You do not have a lisp. I don't hear it. I don't.
Hey. Look, I got my eyes fixed. I'll just work on the teeth next. No. Get the teeth done next. Anybody know a good dentist that can fix a lisp?
You don't have a lisp.
It's a tiny one. Only I would probably notice.
That's fine. I go back and I listen to the shows and I hear myself and I'm thinking, oh my God, I sound like a teeny bopper compared to these women.
Did you really just use the term teeny bopper?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I think I'm done with you for the day.
You love me. You know you do.
Yes. So you said teeny popper. So much good news today. Juicy news, rather. Oh, man.
Yes. Exciting. Good news? I don't know about that, but definitely some...
It's good and juicy is what it is.
Yeah. Makes me wonder what is wrong with some people.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, I haven't done it yet. Boobs.
I'm going to keep quiet because I could comment.
And no, they're not out on display for once.
Oh, I'm sorry, what do you say? No. I got caught up on the boobs. Like, wow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Jay Dukes has no sandwich.
No sandwich.
Oh, I'm sorry, no sandwich. No sandwich would be okay, but no sandwich is bad. Oh, we're sorry.
I'm sorry, Jay. Did you like a piece of my granola bar? I was crunching it when Corey called me earlier. She was like, really? Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So good.
She's evil, y'all. Y'all know she's evil. So, Jay, you missed it last night. We went all super fashionista and pixinista. You missed it. It was good.
Jay, you need to come back in so we can fix you up. Ugh.
Yeah, you need to be our man project. We can make you look like, I don't know, who you want to look like? Boris Kojo? You want to look like Shaquille O'Neal? Who you want to look like? Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes? We can do all that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Wesley Snipes skin, by the way. I did see it. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was rather interesting. Okay. Some people should not make skins. All right.
Oh, see, I was about to ask, is it good or was it bad? The way you were saying, I wasn't for certain.
It was okay until I saw it for real. One of my guy friends tried it on. I was like, no. Okay.
Why is that? They always look so pretty in the pictures, and then you get them on, you're like, wait a minute, this is not what's in that picture.
Because somebody is very good with Photoshop, or they are talented like myself. And they make it look good, but it really doesn't. All right, so you want to go first, or shall I?
I will go first, because my chair is squeaking. That's nice. I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull a blanket up around me. I'm cold.
Aww.
No, my little fingers are going to freeze off.
Mm.
All right. Some of you people, what is wrong with you people? And it's, all right, let me just start. GamePolitics.com this morning. Colorado man threatens to blow up Best Buy over Modern Warfare 3 pre-order problems. Some of y'all are nuts. Just saying.
Wow.
A man threatened to blow up his local game store yesterday after they informed him that they had sold out of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, according to police in Aurora, Colorado. Aurora Police Department Bob Friel said 31-year-old Lamoran Saar was arrested early Tuesday morning after he threatened the employees at Best Buy at the North Salida Court.
Oh, that is not right.
I know, right? Witnesses told police that the man became irate with customer service after midnight on Tuesday after they told him the game he allegedly pre-ordered was out of stock. Saar allegedly threatened the employees, asking several of them when they were leaving, and that he would shoot them in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Saar also allegedly said something about blowing up the store. After he left the store, employees called the police. He was pulled over and taken into custody shortly thereafter. Friel told the news channel KUSA TV, investigating officers issued a criminal summons to a man who threatened to carry out his own version of Modern Warfare at the electronics store. Fortunately, this situation did not end in violence. Saar was issued a summons for disorderly conduct. His court date was not revealed. Saar did not respond to the local news station request for comments.
Oh, I imagine not.
Wow. Really? Over a video game? You could have waited until the morning. You could have gone probably down to Walmart. I bet they probably had it.
They did have it, and they would have given it to you even early if you had gone there.
Yes.
You didn't open your mouth, they would have handed it to you bright and early that morning, like before, way before midnight.
Exactly. And yet, here you are, threatening Best Buy. I don't like Best Buy either. They are the scum of the earth. I swear to God, they overcharge. They're horrible. I love you, Best Buy. But, really, threatening to blow up a game store over a pre-order.
Well, it gets worse for Call of Duty Modern Warfare. This is the story. This is an exclusive from us, so you'll probably see some other versions here and there around. But who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? What am I referring to? Well, the battle that's going to be dubbed the 40 versus the 600 Metacritic score for Modern Warfare 3. 44 critics are saying, oh, it's excellent, 90 out of 100, best Call of Duty ever. Let me quote somebody. The Game Boys, yeah, just because they're the opposite of us. Call of Duty manages to raise the bar with each game that arrives each year. I'm sorry, year after year, and Modern Warfare 3 is no exception. Blah, 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 blah. Now let me switch to the other column where you lovely people out there who are spending your hard-earned cash were not sent a free copy. What you have to say. Multiplayer was awful. Played 10 to 15 matches, and it was one of the worst experiences I've had, though I was doing really well. Going from Battlefield 3 to this is a pretty massive difference that hurts my eyes. What an eyesore of a game. And it just continues and gets worse with now 639 comments. So the Metacritic score is 90 out of 100. You users gave it a 2.5.
Ouch!
Ooh. So this stands to, this is one of the reasons why we tell you guys, if you want the real deal, you always come to us. Now, they won't give us a copy either because they don't want you not to like the game. They want you to buy it. But always, always ask your friends that have picked up the game. Or here's a better bet. I would tell you to go to Gamefly, but you all know how that goes. But the Redbox, and no, they did not pay us. When you do well, we give you your props. Redbox usually will have a copy of these games opening day. There may not be one at your McDonald's that's down the street, but it may be one by your Nana's house or by your aunt's house or by your job because they're all over and you can see where they are and you can reserve it before you even leave the house and go and rent it and have it for 24 hours for a mere dollar. I'm sorry, $2. So, and then you will know if you like it and if you want to drop that $69.99 on it.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I don't see the point. If you can rent it nowadays, why buy it first?
I've rented Dead Island twice, and I know it's one I'll get in the future. I love the game, but I would not. These types of games, Battlefield, if I hadn't played it in beta, I would not be picking it up.
That
it's a really good game. Same with Modern Warfare. I would not buy it until I pick it up. Okay, Jay Dukes is talking about that guy with the wanted to kill the employees? What if it happens with the release of GTA? Well, you know, they had people stealing GTAs last time, but they weren't actually threatening any people, you know, not out and out threatening. They run by and grab type of thing, although that's not a good idea if you're grabbing from me because I will chase you.
I will chase you and then stab you.
Yes, I will chase you, stab you, run you over, something. You cannot take my GTA. Now, in comparison, I wanted to compare, while we're on the subject of these two games, Battlefield 3 received a score of 84 from critics, from 47 different critics, and users gave this one a 7.1. Now, what does that tell you? Huh?
That tells me that somebody is paying to get good reviews.
They tried. Battlefield, even though it's EA and they're the devil, I got to give them their due. It's a good game. I'm a Ghost Recon girl. That's what I would be waiting on. I'd be like, Battlefield, Modern Warfare, whatever. I think I'm switching teams. I'm Team Battlefield up in here. And they're not paying me. And they didn't even give us a copy. So, you know, we're serious business over here.
I'm hearing nothing but good about BF3.
Yeah. It's got some weird maps, but I'm not exactly not liking that. I like that it's kind of chaotic because it's kind of like if you were thrown in real battle. It wouldn't be mapped out for you.
Yeah, exactly. Real battle is not pretty.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, okay, I need to go around this truck and this car because, you know, that's the way the designers designed it. No, I got five different ways. I can go over this hill. I can come around the side. I can come around the other side. I can go over this bridge. I can go through the building after I blow it up. You know, so I like that. Anyway, you guys let us know if we're wrong or if the rest of your peers are wrong, because apparently I think the verdict is in. I think Battlefield 3 is kicking butt so far, unless Ghost Recon can pull something good out of its butt.
I know, and we weren't exactly expecting this, so.
No, I was not. Well, good luck to you, Modern Warfare. Be happy you didn't send it to us, because it would have been way worse. We would have went and left the Metacritic score and made sure we just blasted it all over Twitter. This is the most horrible game ever. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, what you got, Ginger?
What have I got? I have got Saints Row the Third. That's what I've got. Yay. I know. I had to find it. All right. Saints Row the Third community creates 1 million characters in Initiation Station. All right, so THQ and Volition Incorporated today announced the Saints Row the Third community has created more than 1 million unique, hilarious, and often disturbing characters in the Saints Row Initiation Station. With the... I'm sorry, I have to laugh, that sounds so funny. With the free Initiation Station demo available now on Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, and... Oh, also on PlayStation Network and Steam, players can create, share, and upload their most devious character creations to the Saints Row community site, saintsrow.com. On the scheduled release date of November 18th in the UK, players can download their favorite characters from the site into Saints Row the Third and wreak Kraft's destruction across the city of Steelport. Kevin Kraft, vice president and global brand THQ, says, "The characters we've seen are mostly ridiculous, often hilarious, and always over the top. And now there are a million of them. With the crazed creativity we've seen in only 1 week, we can't wait to see what's to come. 1 million is just the beginning." All right, so they give us some facts they want us to read. 1.2 million people have played the Initiation Station so far. The most popular non-traditional skin colors are green, red, and silver metallic. Finally, there are 24 created characters tagged by users as God, representing a variety of religious backgrounds. All right, you people, y'all are nuts. I love y'all. Y'all are just hilarious.
I am still waiting to see the smackdown that's going to come, the epic smackdown between Saints Row and GTA. I'm just waiting on that. I have nothing else to say.
That is going to be hot, isn't it?
Okay.
All right.
So I got some interesting, fantastical news for you people that are waiting on the Wii U. Yeah, Games Beat is reporting this morning Nintendo is working on upgrading the Wii U to support the simultaneous use of two tablet controllers.
Yay! Yeah, I figured they're going to end up having to do that.
According to a story by Develop Online, which got their news from some anonymous person over at Nintendo, that person needs to either be fired or something. You just tell everything. It's slated for release in 2012. The Wii U is Nintendo's sixth Yes, sixth, while the rest of them are on their third, PS3, I'm pointing at you, Nintendo, or Xbox, pointing at you, you're on two. Their sixth home console was unveiled during Nintendo's press conference at E3 this year, and is Nintendo's bid to remain relevant in the age of HD gaming. The direct successor to the Wii U will feature a new iPad-like controller, unless Apple tries to sue them for copyright or patent infringement, which will probably happen, with an embedded touchscreen. It will also be the first Nintendo console to support 1080p HD graphics. Yay!
Yay!
The controller can only be used with the home console. Won't work if you take it down to Starbucks to use.
Aww.
At least not yet. You never know what they'll do. Previously, Nintendo indicated that while the upcoming console will be able to support four classic Wii controllers, technical limitations will only allow one tablet controller to work with the system. Nintendo's president, Satoru Iwata, I love saying his name, also suggested that cost barriers might arise within the introduction of two tablets. However, it looks as though they're listening to some of you out there who said, we want to have two tablets. Well, at E3, they didn't commit to this or comment on it, but they know how important it is to make it technically feasible to support two screens. The final edition of the Wii U will be demonstrated at E3 2012, so launch is expected to follow several months after. So we probably won't get it till just before this time next year.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was going to be next Christmas.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If I get to meet two times, oh, you imagine the fun and how easy it'll be on families now, because you remember they were saying you can change the channel and the game moves to the tablet?
Uh-huh.
You got like two, three little ones and you just pass out those tablets. Look, I need to watch Dancing with the Stars. You guys can play your Mario Kart. Let's do this. You can stay in the room, put your earphones on, and keep the yelling down.
Yes. I always love that. Keep the yelling down.
Keep it down. That is nice. Good job,
that
Nintendo.
That is very nice. All right, what have I got? I think you might have actually mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Captain Lazy Eye for iPad release.
Yeah, but that was yesterday, so they may not have heard it.
All right, well, let me do it again today then. Parents with children suffering from amblyopia, referred to by some as lazy eye, frequently have trouble with kids refusing to do vision correction exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Since these exercises are important to correcting this type of vision problem, parents need tools to make the activity more fun and engaging for youngsters. Correction of amblyopia typically involves some sort of repetitive coordinative exercise, such as navigating a maze on paper, drawing lines on paper, and etc. The problem is some of these kids find these activities to be tedious and unchallenging. I don't blame you. That does sound a little bit boring. All right, one company has stepped up to create a game that makes this kind of therapy more exciting to children. The company is Taiwan-based Idea Bus, and the game is called Captain Lazy Eye. Idea Bus works closely with former ophthalmology department director of both Chuanga Christian Hospital and Chengdushan Medical University in Taiwan, Dr. Sharon Chuang. Chuang has been successfully treating amblyopic children, so it made sense that Idea Bus would seek out her input to create a game that aimed to do the same thing. According to its creators, Captain Lazy Eye turns correctional training into fun games using pirate themes. The theme is meant to get children to put a patch over one eye so they will conduct the necessary occlusion exercises in order to achieve training goals. The app also records the children's training status and results on a graph which enables parents to immediately find out how their children are doing, while also allowing a physician to have an accurate training log for reference during regular clinical visits. All right, so if y'all want more information about the app, you can head over to ideabus.com. That is actually kind of cool. I love that games are becoming more than just...
games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, games. They're actually becoming useful tools that we can use.
Oh, man, there's so much juicy news today. Do you mind if I do too, really quickly?
Go on.
Well, first, I want to let you guys out there playing Dungeons & Dragons Online know that there is an update. Vaults of the Artificer. They've announced today that the latest update for DDO, one of the world's best free-to-play, massively multiplayer online role-playing games, is now live. New features include play and challenges and collect valuable resources to barter for cool loot. I hate when they use the cool loot thing. Choose your level of difficulty, multiple levels available. Stay on your toes with a host of new mini games. And they have some free things for VIPs. Can now the Artificer class can now be earned as a favor reward by playing Update 11 and 12 content. The challenges, of course, with the power-ups is get a competitive edge from the DDO store with buffs such as speed, power, and invisibility.
Ooh, yay, invisibility.
That's in COH, Ginger, which you're supposed to be playing with me. Thank you. I love my invisible girl. That's backstabbing right there in the PvP. Oh, yes. Okay, so anyway, you can also share your platinum across your characters on the same server. First tier free for you VIP folk. There's also four new armor appearance kit lines available, including two exclusive Warforged. So, yeah, they said come and check it out. There's much more than that in the update. Yay, yay, yay. I'm not a DDO person, but apparently some of you are that visit our site quite often. I want to say while I have your attention, we have no more DDO points, things to give away. Please stop asking. We have no more.
We don't have them. We're sorry.
I have tons of pink rocket launchers if you want them, but no DDO points. I kid you not. I get like 5 emails a week. I had to actually delete it from the store, not just turn it off, but delete it from our swag store because people were still putting in orders. We have no more. No more.
Wow.
We only had like 12 to begin with, and that was almost 2 years ago. Stop it. Okay. Now, for the big juice. I have to clear my throat for this. According to VentureBeat, Adobe has confirmed that Mobile Flash is dead.
Mobile Flash is dead?
Oh, yes. I had to do that old song. Okay, we'll focus.
That was hot.
They're saying they'll focus on HTML5 and apps for mobile platforms. The news, of course, about Mobile Flash's demise hit last night from ZDNet, and Adobe confirmed the report in a blog post over on their site this morning. The announcement comes after Apple boldly said, we are not using your Flash on our iPhone, whatever, back in 2007. They cited some concerns about the technology's performance, and now it seems that Steve Jobs was right all along. Over the past 2 years, they're saying, we've delivered Flash Player for mobile browsers and brought many full expressiveness of the web to many... Yeah, I need y'all not to write this way anymore. of the web to many mobile devices. This is from Danny Winokur, who's Adobe VP and General Manager of Interactive Development. However, HTML5 is now universally supported on major mobile devices, in some cases exclusively. This makes HTML5 the best solution for creating and deploying content in the browser across mobile platforms. Winokur says that Apple will continue to let Flash developers package native apps for all major app stores, including Adobe Air, but it is ceasing development of the Flash Player for Android and BlackBerry Playbook. Ooh. The company now says it will continue to release bug fixes as well as let licensees of the source code release their own Flashlight products. Can we get the license free now since you're not doing it? Should be, open source. I'm just saying. By giving up on Flash Mobile, the company will be able to focus its efforts on technologies best suited for specific platforms. That means it'll continue to push Flash as a compelling technology for desktops. The company lists advanced gaming and premium video as examples, while apps in HTML5 cover its mobile work. Well, you can check out the rest of this over at VentureBeat if you are so inclined. But, yeah... I'm sorry. They do have a developer package for iOS that they were giving away back in September that you can transform it into HTML5. Well, Apple, looks like you lost the battle. I mean, Flash, looks like you lost the battle.
Woo. Yeah, I was going to say, I think Apple won.
They did indeed. I wonder if Steve Jobs is somewhere laughing.
Yeah, you know he's got to be.
I don't know. I just had this whole picture of my head and him sitting in this big white cloud chair and he's sipping apple cider. Don't ask me why apple cider, but that's what I saw. And he's going, I told you. I told you.
I love you, Corey.
Or, I told you, bitches. Oh, it's morning. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. I still have some holdovers from last night. Mm.
It wasn't me this time. For once, it wasn't me.
Yeah, for you, it was once. It was not you. And I didn't even do it on purpose. Sometimes I slip up on purpose. That one wasn't on purpose. All right. Go, because I got tons of juicy news.
All right. I'm pulling more stuff from GamePolitics.com this morning because they just have some interesting stories today. Counter-Strike keeps the Mars Sim experiment... I can't talk. Counter-Strike keeps Mars Sim experiment members sane. The six crew members of $2 million Mars 500 experiment each paid 3 million rubles, $98,300, to participate in a 17-month long test to see if people stay healthy and sane on a trip to the red planet. The all-male crew of a 520-day mock mission to Mars had to find ways to ease tensions. After all, if you're on a trip to Mars, it's probably not a good idea to pick a real fight with your comrade, who is more than likely a specialist in some field that you are going to need. According to a Reuters report, the crew turned to video games to ease their tension during the 17-month sim. Inside the windowless module at a Moscow research facility, the crew split into teams, three Russians against two Europeans and one Chinese, and played Counter-Strike. According to 32-year-old Russian Alexander, Smolievsky. Anyway, I'm going to just call you Smolly from now on. That's it. All right, we know that flies can turn into elephants in space, so whatever conflict arose, we tried to nip it in the bud. This is coming from Mustovich. Coming from another guy in here. The experiment ended on November 4th, but the crew will now have to readjust to normal life. While all of them lost a lot of weight living off of rations, no one got in any serious altercations. This is an important milestone because the last time an experiment of this scale was done, it ended badly. A previous 420-day experiment in 2000 ended in a drunken disaster, with two crew members getting into a fist fight and another trying to forcibly kiss a female crew member. Not cool. While the latter problem was solved by excluding female participants, read into that what you will. The former problem seems to have been solved by Counter-Strike and what I assume is a lack of alcohol. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're sending a bunch of people to Mars and, this long in a tube together, it's probably a good thing not to have alcohol.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah. People get stupid. Even the best people get stupid on alcohol sometimes.
I got two more quickies for you, girl.
Oh, yeah?
Juicy. Oh, these are good.
What you got?
Oh, Zuckerberg.
Him again?
Well, Zuckerberg basically took off his earrings and said, "What, Google?" So, anybody who's ever been in a fight recently knows what that means, or you've been listening to our show. He took off his earrings and he stepped up to him. Anyway, here's what he said. He was on Charlie Rose's show doing an interview, and he was speaking about Facebook's relationships with other large online companies. He basically is saying he believes Google is trying to build their own version of Facebook. He says, and he's quoted as saying, "Google, I think, in some ways, is more competitive and certainly is trying to build their own little version of Facebook." He says, "But, you know, when I look at Amazon and Apple, I see companies who are extremely aligned with us, right? And we have a lot of conversations with people at both companies, just trying to figure out ways that we can do more together. And there's just a lot of reception there." In the interview, he also reiterated the company's commitment to social networking. Uh-oh, Ginger's got something to say. I know it. He says, our goal is not to build a platform. It's to be across all of them. He added, as the discussion turned to the growing tablet market and Facebook's plans for the future, he says, "I mean, because our mission is to help people connect and stay connected with people no matter what devices they're on, and we want to be in all those places." Gareth Davis, as platform manager for Facebook for games at Facebook, will be giving the opening keynote at Evolve London on December 1st, where Google is also due to head up, whatever they are. Go ahead, Ginger. I know you got to say something.
Yes, Jay, she has set me up. Sorry. That's exactly what I had to say. This is why I should not read Twitter while I'm listening to you talk.
Okay. I am not setting her up, but let me just tell you this. My Nana used to say that if you have to mention your competition and you can't say something good about them, then you're worried. Zuckerberg, are you worried?
Oh, Zuckerberg is totally frightened. I mean, seriously, Facebook has so many issues right now, so many security issues. All right, I will give that Google's had a couple of their own, to just a few, but Google is so much cleaner, it's nicer. Facebook is so intrusive. It's everywhere. I hate that.
Well,
I hate that.
Here's the thing. Facebook is not a search engine. You all don't even have one. If Google decided to just really be some, what's the word I'm looking for? wayward people. I'm trying to find nice words not to say. They could block Facebook, and it would never make it to a single solitary cell phone. I just want
true story right there.
I don't care how much apps you have. If they decided, yeah, because a lot of people don't have cell phones that have a Facebook app on them. My previous phone didn't. I had to go through my browser and use the mobile version of Facebook that way. So if at any point, and of course I was using three different browsers, the one that came with the phone, I had a Google and I had Opera, but if all those people decided, you know, we just don't really want our people being able to get to Facebook and we're just going to build it into the software when we put it in cell phone, what exactly would you do? Want to be across every platform, Zuckerberg? Anyway, good luck to you. this is going to be really juicy because you are apparently worried because most times, now here's the thing, you never heard Apple mention Microsoft and vice versa. They never talked about each other just outwardly. You know, they'd hinted things that the other one was doing, but to actually sit down and mention them in an interview and say why we're better than them,
no.
And you may think you have Apple and Amazon in your pocket, but for the right price, I'm guaranteeing you they will leave. They will leave you high and dry. All right, on to other juicy news because I had to get this in quickly. We told y'all it was coming. You have to listen to this, ladies, here.
Uh-oh, what's coming?
Warcraft. World of Warcraft subscriptions fall by 800,000.
Ouch! I told you. How many times, Blizzard, have I told you? Your game is crap nowadays.
From 11.1 million users to 10.3 million in the space of 3 months.
Ouch!
I don't know where they're going, but they're leaving.
Last month, I could say BF3.
Well, also, remember the comments made at the BlizzCon by, you know, the...
That's true.
The gay comments didn't help. yeah. Let me finish telling you.
On yourself.
They didn't. In a conference call they had a conference call in the last couple of days. We don't do conference calls well. We get invited, but we never go. That reminds me, we were invited to go to London. I'll tell you more about that after the show. Well, no, they're not paying for it, so we're not going. They said they would find us a discounted flight. But no, you pay. You pay, we come. Okay, so anyway, Blizzard CEO Mike Morhaime suggested that the biggest losses were being seen in China, of course. So I don't know if it's BF3. He then added that the World of Warcraft is one of the most popular online games in China and remains by far the most popular subscription-based MMO in the world.
There's a reason why it's the most popular game in China. It's because everybody over there is a gold seller.
He also admitted that the company was aware that improvements could be made to the MMO, Ginger.
Oh, just a few tiny, itty-bitty improvements, like rolling it all the way back to the first original version.
He also spoke about a new update that was due in coming weeks, which would feature new content and raids. He says it's really not intended to go out and drive new user acquisition. That's a whole other strategy, he explained. But it does drive engagement with the game, and so that will impact churn. Lord, pick new words. If we do it successfully, and will eventually drive win back as players tell each other about the content they're enjoying. The game is used to highs and lows when it comes to subscribers, with numbers falling as players complete new content and rising again on the release of a new expansion. The latest update, of course, Mist of Pandaria, was recently announced at BlizzCon. Plan to include Diablo 3 access with the World of Warcraft annual passes should also act as a stimulus. The release date for Diablo 3 has not yet been confirmed beyond it just being out in 2012.
Yeah, I don't plan on buying that at all. I don't.
I'm done with Diablo. That needs to be a free-to-play thing on Facebook. I'm just going to tell you.
Well, I guess more of what I meant is this new expansion, Pandaria, I'm not intending to buy. My account is closed. I have a free account for a level 20 that I fiddle with off and on. But mainly, for the most part, WoW is dead for me. Y'all have brought me nothing new.
Nothing but pain.
They keep just throwing the same stuff at me again and again. They keep telling me, oh, we're going to get back to where things are hardcore and, you know, it's going to be challenging.
It was never hardcore in the first place, so I don't know where they're going with this hardcore.
Well, when it first released, it was at least a little bit harder. It was, dungeons actually took hours to do. They were huge.
Did they have batwing cookies? That's all I want to know, Ginger.
No batwing cookies.
Yeah, I was never in.
But it was more like EverQuest back in the day. Now it is, I don't know. No, now it is set up for the lazy everyday Joe, which, no, I don't mind. I know some of y'all don't have a lot of time. Y'all have families. Y'all are busy. You know, y'all still want to feel like you're able to compete. That's great. But for the rest of us who actually are competitive and want to feel like, you know, we've spent this time and what we've done is actually worth something, I don't want to go into an epic dungeon, a heroic dungeon, and be done and have my purples in 15 minutes. I don't.
Well, sorry, guys. If this keeps up, we may lose our World of Warcraft. What can I tell you?
Well,
I wish I could say I was feeling bad. I want my EverQuest back. I may lead the charge. We need something.
We need something. We need something. And I'm hoping, please, Salem.
Oh, God, Salem would be awesome if they would just, it needs to just be bare bones, hardcore. It needs to be even more hardcore than Fallen Earth. I will just.
Oh, they keep saying that it's going to be. They keep talking like it's going to be. And I'm trying not to get my hopes up because so many of y'all have let me down.
Yeah, we got let down yesterday, vampire people.
I know.
Get me all excited. Then I go over and look, what is this business? I can't bite people. I want to bite people. I want them to be infected.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to turn and be my minions.
Mm-hmm.
No fun. I need some attention. Okay. Oh, it's your turn, isn't it? You were so upset about that.
Oh, it is my turn.
I was so upset about the World of Warcraft.
I was. Oh, I cannot believe I did that.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, then it is my turn, and I was just posting up a new story, so I totally don't have anything pulled up. Right, what am I going to tell you about? I swear I've got something. All right, here we go. Orcs Must Die! Lost Adventures DLC pack now available.
That game, it looks so awesome.
I know it does, doesn't it? All right, so Robot Entertainment has announced the release of Lost Adventures, the second DLC pack for the critically acclaimed action strategy game, Orcs Must Die. For a limited time, you can return to the dead world beyond the rift for 20% off.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. All right, so you can find this over on Steam. Conquer a new series of 5 challenging fortresses. In Lost Adventures, you'll travel from the depths of the pit to the narrow passages high over the Great Gorge. The Lost Adventures are 5 of the most deadly rift assaults the War Mage has ever faced. All right, so what have we got? We've got 5 new fortresses, 2 new enemies, we've got the Frost Bat and the Cyclops Mage, new leaderboards, new skull rewards, and a new bonus defense.
Ooh.
All right, so for those of you who have been under a rock, Orcs Must Die is an action strategy game that challenges players to defend fortresses under siege. With a wide variety of traps and weapons to choose from, Orcs Must Die dares players to find the best ways to hack, launch, flatten, giblotize, and incinerate an endless army of filthy orcs and their vile allies. I'm going to lose my voice, sorry. Orcs Must Die features a vibrant look, addictive gameplay, and a blatant disregard for the welfare of orcs. Orcs Must Die is rated T by the ESRB, and will be available exclusively as a digital download. All right, so if you want more information, I'm going to make you go get it over at GameNatrix.com this morning. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Kindle Fire is coming out swinging, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, Amazon has announced that its ridiculously hyped Kindle Fire tablet will launch next week with, and please put your bibs on if you're really loving this, because I do want a Kindle Fire. I will not lie to you. It's going to launch with apps from Netflix, Facebook, Robio, EA, PopTap, and more. With several thousand apps available total, the Kindle Fire, like the Nook Color and some other Android-based tablets, doesn't have access to the Android marketplace, so it must provide a separate channel for apps. Thankfully, Amazon already has its own Amazon App Store for Android, which has been accumulating apps since back in March. So they're doing fantastical. Big-name apps that will be available on day one and run on the Kindle Fire include, of course, Angry Birds. Bloomberg, Cut the Rope, Doodle Jump, Fruit Ninja. Yes, some kids love Fruit Ninja. Oh, my God. I don't see the draw, but it must be a kid thing. IMDb Movies and TV, Jenga, LinkedIn for you business folk, Pandora for you music folks, Plant vs. Zombies for you zombie lovers, Pulse, Quick Office Pro, Twitter, yes, Twitter, The Weather Channel, and Zillow. I don't know what Zillow is. Do you know what Zillow is, Jen?
I don't know what Zillow is.
Interesting. Of course, it's important that the Kindle Fire will launch with support from such heavy hitters because it'll help keep it more competitive in the apps department against the iPad 2 and other Android tablets as well that can access the Android marketplace. It also helps keep the tablet at the top of the consumer's mind in the face of the B&N Nook tablet launch, which will begin shipping just a few days after the Kindle Fire launches. The Kindle Fire launches, of course, November 15th and runs at about $199. It will feature a 7-inch screen with a 1024 by 600 resolution.
That's hot.
Yes. TIOMAP4 dual-core processor and 8 gigabytes of onboard storage. Next, Nook, what you got? Wow.
Hey, I love my Nook. I love my Nook.
I don't know, Jen. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sitting here looking at it. It's so pretty.
I don't know. The Kindle Fire is, it does look rather lovely. It's got the black casing. It matches my shoes, my boots, a couple of purses. It looks like it'll fit in my purse. It's a good weapon. Because that's important.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a couple of apps we'll be posting up because it's getting close to holiday time. And we have a couple of apps that you ladybug gamers and techies out there may want to try out. I was testing out a few last night. I found a flashlight one, not just a flashlight, but it does a ton of things. And also one for emergencies, which I will actually tell you about. You have to go to the site and read it. Really good app. The flashlight one is really good, too. It has a police one, like if you're looking for the police.
Oh, that's cool.
It flashes the police light so you can hold it up, you know, for help. It has one for caution that it flashes back and forth, you know, to let someone know. Maybe you're changing a tire. Then you have this, the flashlight one, one that's a light bulb in case you're trying to read or something and you just want a low light in the room. You don't want to disturb the person next to you. And, yeah. So very, very interesting little things that it does. But that the emergency one, I think, is a must-have for anybody, not just women. But most of you women need it because, you know, in time of emergency, it actually has a panic button that you can press right on your phone. And
that
it does.
Cool. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it does tons of things just by pressing that one button that will, in an emergency situation, you're being snatched or you're on fire, your car hit a pole, and you're by yourself, will probably save your life. So I think this is an excellent app. But I'll tell you about that on the site. I have to check out a couple more today.
That does sound pretty awesome. I hadn't even thought about that. But that is very good.
Yes, and you know you need it because you're out in the middle of nowhere.
I do, too. All right, there is a new rumor, and it just got up on Game Politics, but I'd like to say I called this way back at E3.
What?
Next Xbox out in late 2012.
Oh, yeah, we all said that.
According to a computer and video games report, the next Xbox 360, which some have been calling the Xbox 720, is codenamed Project 10, will be released during the 2012 holiday shopping season, and will be going the Apple route. All this comes from the technology reporter Paul Thurrott.
Wonder where they got that from.
I don't know. who says he's been told these things but doesn't specify any particular source. Thurrott made the claims on the Windows Weekly video show. He said, "What I'm hearing is the next Xbox 360 is going to come out for holidays next year, meaning that they would almost have to announce this at CES, wouldn't they?
Or E3.
That's my rumor that we'll expect to hear something about that." He goes on to say they're going the Apple route where they want this thing to integrate very tightly with Windows 8 and Windows Phone, which is a problem with the current Xbox. There are also claims that he's been told that the next Xbox will feature embedded Microsoft Silverlight, which will run the previously announced Xbox Live TV platform. You know, I really want to say we heard something about this while we were watching E3 this year.
Yeah, I'm having some tickling in the brain where it sounds very familiar.
Yes, somewhere in all of those hours,
Oh, you know what? We got to go take a break really quickly.
Oh, hey, we do.
Yeah.
We'll be back. What news?
All right, guys, you know where to find us, Gamer Girls Radio, GamerNatrix.com. If you like us, favorite us. If you don't favorite us, we don't really care. Either way, we'll still be here every day.
Every day.
Yay. And if you missed us last night, make sure you go check out Pixinista.com. Pixinista.com. Our Pixinista show here on BT.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after the break. Non-streaming, of course, so you can always download and listen to us later. That was so an accident. I'm totally bounced with it. Okay, and we're back just that quick because we had literally seconds before we weren't live anymore. Ah, hello.
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I am.
No, I'm saying hello to the non people streaming who can't hear us anymore. Hello.
Hello. Hello, people.
Wow. Okay. This Modern Warfare Battlefield thing is way out of hand. Digital Foundry is comparing the two. I'm just thinking I'm going to stay away from Modern Warfare. Or maybe I'll rent it over the weekend. Yeah. And maybe I'll pick the both of them up and maybe I'll do us a comparison. Because
I think I'll wait to see if a friend of mine gets it.
Oh, you don't have a Redbox near you, do you?
In town.
Well, Ginger, you're not helping. I need to test the multiplayer. Come on now. And you know I can't play with the knuckleheads on my buddy list. You know, the J Dukes and the horses. They'll just be shooting me just because they can. You know what you said about me last Tuesday? Blam!
I did the blaster last time we all played.
Oh, you know a game that we keep forgetting about? Rainbow Six is another favorite of mine, but it never even gets figured into this either.
No.
And I only thought about Rainbow Six because of what you said you did to Blaster, because I know when ZQ and I would play, there was somebody that jumped in that was always talking smack, and I remember shooting him in the back of the head just because I could. You know, we had just spawned. I was like, you know what? Bam!
I knew I had to. I knew he'd kick my butt. I had to get that first shot off. run!
Well, since we're in streaming now, I actually want to talk about this during the live show. We have to increase our news because we just don't have enough.
Time.
All right. Well, see, and I'm twittering this. You'll see this, and they'll be like, "What are you talking about?" Okay, I was watching E! Online yesterday. I usually keep it on that channel or HGTV during the day while we're doing stuff for the site. Like, it's on behind me now. And I was very disappointed in the fact that E! Online was covering the Modern Warfare launch. Remember I told you they pulled out all the stops, which was telling you right there, if you're paying attention, the game is probably not great.
Yeah.
And you have to do all that. Battlefield has done just their normal advertising. They're showing you the game. They got a nice little, you know, drum beat at the end, and there's the logo, end of discussion. But I did not like what they did. This is one of the reasons why, guys, we tell you to listen to us, not just because, you know, we want you to listen, but because we need more major media outlets. If there's any more podcasts out there that are covering news, let us know. We'll hook up with you some kind of way. We need more gaming media outlets, because when you let E! Online cover us, E! Online and places like that cover us, they tend to make us look crazy, which is exactly what they did.
We're not all right. Some of us are crazy.
Well, they're no more insane than or crazy than, you know, the next human, but they tend to make us look like we're dangerous. Last night they picked two women to cover it who were in fact not gamers. At least, you know, we have a couple of celebrity gamers. I wouldn't have mind seeing one of our frag dolls up there to, you know, invite them to be a guest correspondent to cover, because they are going to know what they're doing or talking about. And they had one of the developers on, which was great. And then they started interviewing people in the street. And guess the comparison they were trying to make. They didn't go Modern Warfare people versus Battlefield 2 people. Modern Warfare people versus Twilight people.
Twilight? How does... All right. Let me stop. How does Modern Warfare and Twilight have anything to do with each other?
It does not. And when they were asking some other random people on the street, they were like, well, I think the Modern Warfare people are stranger because they kill people all day. That is exactly what we do not want to hear. Is not true. Stop it.
And the sparkly vampire people suck the blood out of innocent animals. Come on.
The thing is, the two should not be compared. One's a movie, one's a, you know, very interactive video game. One of the hosts was saying how, you know, I didn't think I would be excited about the blood and the guts, but I was. I rather enjoyed it. And I was like, you watch, I'm pretty sure, every action movie under the sun where there is at least 15 to 20 people killed, shot up, thrown off a building, sliced, and you get excited about that. Why wouldn't you get excited about the game? All it is the same thing, but you're actually involved in the cutting and the slicing. What's the difference? You're still watching it on the screen. Ugh. So I was rather disgusted with Eonline. Commented to them last night right before we did Pixinista. Really tired of you guys. Stay out of our waiting pool. You don't see me.
Out of our waiting pool?
Stay out of our waiting pool. You know, I don't come over to Eonline and start talking about how insane it is for a woman to be married to somebody for 72 days and decide it's not working. So I may mention, you know, but
better yet, this weird whole thing that's going on with that 16-year-old or 17-year-old now married to the 50-year-old guy.
Yes, that they keep covering and they don't say anything about.
And I'm like, that's like child abuse and gross, and y'all are all...
They're covering it every day. So you stay out of our business. What's out of yours?
Tragedy.
You can watch us. We'll watch you, but keep it to yourself. Or either we'll invite you over to talk about it, or you can invite us over to talk about it. But
I don't think y'all are going to want to hear what I got to say.
No, they don't. That's why they don't invite us. Okay. Easy folk.
Seriously, some of y'all are dropped on your head at birth or something. I don't know. Lack of oxygen. Breathe in, breathe out, people.
There. Is it my turn?
No, I think it's my turn.
It is not.
It is too.
It is not.
Is it not?
No, it is not.
Okay, well then go.
Well, there's more to this, Yeah, because you did one before the news. Before the break, I mean. I said, Well, I got more to this Flash thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
There's more badness that's going to happen. Since Adobe's dropping Flash for mobile, they had to fire 750 people.
Oh, that is not good.
Yeah. According to email sent to Adobe partners, the company will no longer develop its Flash plugin for mobile browsers, and that means 750 job losses. Our future work with Flash on mobile devices will be focused on enabling Flash developers to package native apps with Adobe Air for all major app stores, read a forthcoming announcement that was revealed to ZDNet. The reports have yet to be confirmed by Adobe. They're, of course, saying, we will no longer adapt Flash Player for mobile devices to new browsers, operating system versions, or device configurations. It continues that the company will instead focus on HTML5, which we told you at the top of the show. Says some of our source code licensees may opt to continue working on and releasing their own implementations. They'll continue to support the Android and Playbook configurations with bug fixes, which we told you. But it was announced yesterday that it'll be cutting 750 jobs across North America and Europe as a part of major restructure. It's not yet clear if this is related to the end of Flash mobile development, but the company will discuss the restructure at a financial meeting later today. I don't know if we're going to be there for this. I know we're not going to be there for this conference call because I would have to yell.
Yeah.
They may not, yeah. And sometimes they allow you to ask questions, and I'd be like, why are you firing on a people?
Why firing everybody?
People need their jobs.
Yes, especially in this economy, especially this time of year. Stop firing people. Mm-hmm. And yes, I totally just said that with an accent, and I know it.
It was cute.
All right, what have I got? Oh, I've got a beta key giveaway? No, oh. I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. I lied.
You don't?
No. Okay. I thought I did. I was wrong. Instead, since everybody's getting fired, I'm going to talk about a virtual career expo that I just tripped across.
Right. Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. All right, over on GameRecruiter.com, there is going to be a virtual career expo going on February 15th, 2012, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. PST.
Now, what day is that?
February 15th of 2012. So in a couple of months, so y'all got time to get everything in order. And they say our virtual career expo is an online event where pre-qualified candidates can interact with employers. This is a live 3D virtual world, just like playing an MMO. Kind of looks like a very basic Second Life. Job seekers and attendees register at no cost, which you can do over at GameRecruiter.com. And if you are a business and you need to hire people, you can go over there as well and sign up to be one of the exhibitors or sponsors. Yes, I do believe I will be sticking my head in there to see what all is going on.
Since it's like a game, that's interesting. Could be a new way to do things.
Yes.
And
yes,
if you look, and if you need help getting your avatar dressed, you come
well,
see us.
Well, I know, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, I mean, are they going to host their own little virtual world? Are they going to do it inside another already
created one?
Created one, because, I mean, this would be so much easier to rent a sim for the day or whatever.
Yeah, and then hold your job expo.
Yes, yes. Of course, then, you know, you couldn't exact. Well, you could do. You could do it. You could do it. It'd be a little bit complicated, but it could be done.
Well, yeah, and they need somebody to help plan, because I was about to run down the list of what could be done, but we did the same thing. It's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, that's exactly that. So that would be the whole list of how to get people there, only the people that you wanted, and yeah.
Well, I would say, gosh, this is a whole new way to do things, actually, which ironically would mean more Pixanese to help. I have seen companies do this before in Second Life some years ago. I worked for a company for about a week, but they just weren't paying a whole lot of money for me to, you know, be there for the hours they wanted. And at that time, the economy was good, so they should have been paying a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that when I met with them, they wanted you to wear a certain attire. They didn't want you to wear certain outfits, hair. You know, you had to dress like you were coming to work, you know, in real life. So this, I like the fact that they're doing this. I hope it, you know, they are doing it via Second Life. And if it turns out they are, you guys out there looking for a job, let us know. We will help you get dressed. We don't just have our, you know, we're not all about the haute couture and the Band-Aid over the goody parts like Ginger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, we're not letting you live that down right. like, not ever. I'll be mentioning this when we're 80. Like, when we're 80, I'll be like, Ginger, tell me my teeth so I can tell you about the Band-Aids again. No, not those teeth. Those are my good teeth.
Those are my good teeth. That's amusing.
All right. Before we have to go, I got a quick one for you Tropico people. And I love Tropico for some reason. We did not get to play it this time, probably because we're super busy. But Calypso Media is announcing there's some new DLC for Tropico 4 on the 360 today. It's called Junta. Am I saying it right? It's Junta for us American folks, but I think it's Junta. It's available for 400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live placed right now. The new DLC includes a new building, a bunker, which functions like a larger and more expensive guard station, does not require any generals, houses 5 soldiers. There's a new character trait, veteran. Avatar performs better in battle, improved military respect. A character outfit, vanity item for us girls, dress uniform. Decorative items, guard booth, small observation tower, camouflage ammo depot, concrete barricades, APC, mission theme called New Sparta. You can build a militaristic society while being constantly pressured by the rebels. If you're not sure what Tropico is, Tropico 4 sees you return as El Presidente, the tyrannical or benevolent dictator of the island paradise of Tropico. The world is changing, and Tropico is moving with the times. Geographical powers rise and fall, and the world market is dominated by new players and new demands and offers. And you, as El Presidente, or El Jefe, I like to say, face a whole new set of challenges. If you are to triumph over your naysayers, you will need to gain as much support from your people as possible. Your decisions will shape the future of your nation and, more importantly, the size of your Swiss bank account. tropical.
Yay, Swiss bank account.
there's a bunch of new missions. You can elect ministers into power. Yes, into power to help your more controversial decisions pass through government. But remember to keep your friends close and your enemies closer, as everyone has an agenda. This came out a few months ago, and Tropico is one of those games I love, but I have to have done everything, as in all work for Gamenatrix, as in did everything I'm supposed to do for Ginger during the day or Snow, because I will not speak to anybody. I would speak hours and hours. Well, it is time for us to go, so we will see you guys bright.
Oh, it is. Look at that.
Yep, it goes by quickly. That means we're enjoying ourselves. I don't know what to say about that. But we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. And, of course, make sure you keep an eye on GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and all that stuff, because we're always posting new stuff. Yay!
We are.
And tomorrow you get us twice, so you'll live.
Yay!
I can't find my music. All my music has disappeared.
That's not
good. Oh, well, I kept this one, so we'll run this one down. Yeah. Get the shotgun ready, Ginger. Some zombies that need killing.
Oh, my shotgun. Always ready.
Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!